Hello, this is Iron Geek, and those beautiful sounds you just heard came from me typing on my IBM Model M keyboard. The specific one was a 1391401, manufactured on January 9th, 1989. Now, some of you may be wondering about my fanatical devotion to a specific type of keyboard, but I'm not alone. If you Google around for Model M keyboard, you'll notice several different sites dedicated to the restoration and the preservation of the Model M keyboard. While there are still keyboards of this style being manufactured, a lot of people are dedicated to the old IBM versions that shipped with many PS2 systems back in the late 80s and early 90s. In fact, one of my fellow InformaticCon members, Operator, is working on creating a program that makes the Model M clacky keyboard sounds whenever you type anything, no matter what kind of keyboard you happen to have. Now, back to my reasons for having devotion to this particular type of keyboard. The number one is, it's very rugged. That clanking sound you might have heard in the background was me thumping it against my desk. The IBM Model M, depending on which model you have, there's different subtypes, weighs about 5 pounds. It seems to be largely of steel construction, with a lot of plastic as well, but even the plastic aren't sturdy. It has buckling springs underneath each one of the keys, which give you a good responsiveness. Also, the keycaps come off so you can wash them individually or rearrange them as need be. And it's so rugged you can even throw it in a dishwasher. Some people say, dishwash it, let it dry, plug it in and it'll still work. Now, I've not actually tested that myself, as I don't really want keyboard plaque floating around with my dishes whenever I wash them. For those who don't know what keyboard plaque is, that's that black or brown stuff that forms on the top of your keys. It's a combination of oils from your fingers mixed along with dirt and dust. Pretty nasty stuff. Not to mention, if it wasn't the fact that I cleaned out this 16-year-old keyboard, I could probably flip it over, shake it out, and get enough crumbs out of it for a small Chinese family to live off of for a week. But back on to my main subject. I'm getting a little off topic here. My love for the Model M keyboard comes from the clacky responsiveness whenever I type anything on it, as well as its ruggedness. I feel that if I needed to, I could defend myself with this keyboard. Actually, if you check out the Packet Sniffers video game, Geeks Unleashed, one of the signature moves of my character is to smash someone upside the head with a Model M keyboard. If you ever see me at a convention and I happen to have a Model M with me, get a chance to feel it, you'll get why. Now, the best source, in my opinion, of old Model M keyboards, if you want to find one for yourself, is either universities or corporations getting rid of old computers. A lot of people just throw these out, not value them the way that certain geeks like myself do. My understanding is there's also companies still making Model M keyboards, but you can expect to pay something like 50 or 70 bucks for them. That's a little out of my personal price range for a keyboard, so I prefer to find them thrown out in dumpsters and so forth. However, my understanding is there's also quite common that you'll be able to find them on eBay. Now, one of the biggest problems you'll find with using the Model M keyboard is the kind of connector you need to hook it up to your PC. The Model M actually has a replaceable keyboard cord, and it has a strange little connector that hooks into your keyboard directly. Then the other end is either an AT connector or a PS2 connector, generally speaking. To my knowledge, I never made a cable that has USB. Most of the cables you're going to find, though, are going to be PS2. So you'll have to find a PS2 to USB converter if you don't have a PS2 port on your machine. The problem with this is, the IBM keyboard either pulls too much juice or for some other reason causes problems for most PS2 to USB converters. So your best bet is to shop around and see if anybody will let you test the converter before you actually purchase it. I happen to have found one that works fine, and I use my IBM PS2 keyboard plugged into a USB converter and then plugged into my machine. Your mileage may vary. ClickyKeyboards.com sells a couple USB adapters that should work, along with a few other converters for using with your old Model M keyboard. My personal way for cleaning out old IBM Model M keyboards, and you most likely will have to clean them out, is to just take them into underneath running water, wash them down with hot water, then scrub the keys. This is the quick and dirty way, and I have yet to screw up a keyboard doing this as long as I don't plug it in while it's still wet. You want to let it dry for a few days before you try plugging it in. A safer method might be to find the right kind of screwdriver, in this case I should say nut driver, unscrew all the bolts from the back, then actually take it apart and clean everything individually. Since the keycaps come off, you can generally clean them in alcohol quite easily. Your biggest problem with taking the keyboard apart is probably going to be able to find the right kind of nut driver. Apparently, from what I read online, it's a 5.5mm nut driver, or an American 7 divided by 32 inches. However, when I was looking around various hardware shops in my area, I had a hard time finding this particular size, at least one that was deep enough to go into where I need to get at to get to these particular bolts. Other than basic cleaning, there shouldn't be much you have to do to get your Model M ready for action. And speaking of action, one of the great things about a Model M is that, generally speaking, unless you get one of the new manufactured ones, and even then I'm not sure about this, but the old school ones from the late 80s, early 90s, do not have a Windows key on them to disturb your game playing if you happen to be into some game where you have to use the Shift, Control, or Alt keys, where you're real close to hitting that fucking Windows key all the time, disturbing your game by bringing up the Start menu. Not that I'm bitter about that additional key or anything. Well, that's about it for my Model M keyboard love fest. Check out the links I'll provide in the show notes. If you check out the Wikipedia entry, you should be able to find out what kind of Model M you have, if you already have one, and the birth certificate, as some people call it, on the back of your Model M should tell you what particular model number it is. Look it up in Wikipedia, and at that point, you should know everything you need to know about it. I'm your host, Iron Geek, and this has been another Today with a Techie Radio.